From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This week sees us with the shortest daylight hours in the year, and in the Southern Hemisphere it suggests that we are experiencing midwinter. It would seem that the Weather Bureau has been correct in its long-term forecast about having warmer winter nights. I remember those hours near sunrise when the frost crunched underfoot and the yellow blast of sunrise marked the beginnings of a warmer day. Thankfully, in my area, I've had nothing worse than some single-digit temperatures and some dramatic sheets of fog. I would suppose most of us have seen the official description of amateur radio as published by the governing bodies. One of the features is that it ties in with the idea of lifelong learning, which has been supported by the tertiary and further education sector. For most people in the workforce, there is a process of learning and adapting as our environment changes. So it is within the regulated activity called amateur radio, or as some new devotees are calling it, just ham. We've witnessed the demise of many specialist publishers and the booksellers that carried the publications, which the more senior of us cut our teeth on. Book learning was the principal way of getting education outside of various schools. It was customary for people to have a library which could be accessed to answer the knotty problems that come up, and the magazine from the newsagent went on to fill in more recent advances. In-house publications, which a few such as our own amateur radio magazine, continue, but often with reduced numbers of issues. This is where I believe our club network can play a big part in helping people upskill or stay abreast of some of the many interests that capture the minds of our fraternity. Within individual clubs, there is an understanding of what various people are doing and where their interests are taking them. There can also be an awareness of things that we all might want to know, and this gives an opportunity to fill the gap. Many clubs have been able to arrange presentations from people from within and outside their membership. There can be the person who is having fun with microwaves, and there can be the person from a company involved in transmission services. There can be demonstrations of building, testing and using station accessories, and even for some people, learning the basics of soldering and breadboarding. This is without mentioning the arts of coding microprocessors or installing software and applications using another operating system, such as Linux. It's a shame when club life is devoted to business meetings or coffee mornings only. Operating and experimenting are the fundamentals of this recreation, and practicing the skills that we have picked up leads us onto more adventures. For the remote amateurs, there can even be a network for them to engage with others who don't get to clubs. What I'm saying is, here is an opportunity to develop. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.